Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Texas Democratic lawmakers have left the state of Illinois after a two-week standoff in an effort to thwart Republicans from redistricting their congressional maps in Texas. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal reports they say they're leaving victorious.
They sought refuge in Illinois to block new congressional maps that could have given Texas Republicans more seats in the U.S. House. While here, the lawmakers hit press conferences and rallies. And a day before going home, Texas State Representative James Tallarico spoke at a live stream service at Trinity United Church of Christ.
As we continue the fight against this redistricting power grab, as we continue to flip tables, as we continue to cause angelic trouble, let us recommit ourselves to the cause of democracy.
The Southside Church once counted Barack Obama as a worshiper. Mawa Iqbal, WBEZ News.
The city of Dubuque and the Iowa Department of Natural Resources have agreed to a consent order over violations at the city's Water and Resource Recovery Center. The agreement stems from 72 self-reported permit violations between 2020 and 2024. Those include repeatedly dumping partially treated wastewater into the Mississippi River. At last night's city council meeting, director of the recovery center, Darren Mehring, said the violations make up about 1% of more than 7,000 compliance checks over the last 5 years.
Most of those were in 22, started in 2022 and then through 24. And again, not related to systematic operational failure. They were related to specific instances that we then had to address and have addressed.
The consent order includes a $7,000 fine. The city is also investing over $7 million to improve its wastewater operations. The Galesburg City Council has approved drilling two test wells to find a new water supply with lower levels of PFAS, also known as forever chemicals. Galesburg's current water source from an aquifer below the Mississippi River has been found to contain PFAS levels exceeding a new state standard. The project, approved last night by the City Council, will cost about $130,000 for the test wells to be completed in October. City leaders also approved tearing down the city's old fire station, which has been used for storage recently. They're also moving ahead with constructing 8 new pickleball courts at the city's Rotary Park. The council last night approved a $500,000 bid by East Peoria's Civil Contractors Incorporated to begin construction later this month. Public health experts are encouraging Illinois and Iowa residents to make sure they're up to date on their measles vaccines as the start of the school year begins. Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs reports.
State officials have confirmed 8 cases of measles in Iowa since May. According to state data, 84% of Iowa children received 2 doses of the MMR vaccine last year, which is 97% effective against the virus. This is below the 90% threshold experts consider herd immunity. Karen Brust is a hospital epidemiologist at University of Iowa Healthcare.
The MMR vaccine still is the number one way to prevent getting sick, and most importantly, to prevent severe illness, especially in that highly vulnerable population of very young, very old, or immunocompromised.
If someone suspects they are experiencing symptoms of measles, Brust says they should call ahead to alert their healthcare provider before going in for medical attention. I'm Natalie Krebs, IPR News.
Turnout for the Iowa State Fair this year ranked third largest of all time. Attendance numbered more than 1,160,000 over the 11-day festival. Over 89,000 people attended the final day of the fair on Sunday. Meanwhile, attendance figures for the Illinois State Fair, which also ended on Sunday, are expected next month. This is WVIK News.